Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. After the fifth perek discussed what an animal can or cannot go out with on Shabbos, the sixth perek will discuss what people can and cannot go out with on Shabbos. And we begin with Bama Isha Yetzah, what can a woman go out with, Rama Ina Yetzah, and what can she not go out with into a public domain on Shabbos. Lutetze Isha Lebuchute Tzemer, a woman cannot go out with woolen threads, Vlebuchute Pishton, or with flax linen threads, Vlebuchute Surusubereisha, or with other types of threads and straps in her hair. And the reason for that is, because she cannot dip herself in the mikveh until she loosens them. So what exactly are we talking about? So when a woman becomes tomei as a nidah, which is a particular tumah which a woman can get, and it could be that the day that she needs to go to the mikveh to purify herself falls out on a Shabbos. Now the halacha is that in order to purify oneself in a mikveh, there can be no chatzitza, no break, nothing blocking between the water and the person's body. Now if this woman has threads in her hair, often the threads were braided quite tightly into the hair, and the halacha is that they therefore have to be loosened before she goes to the mikveh, so that the water can come into contact with her entire body. Now it's very likely that instead of just loosening it, she might actually take the entire threads out of her hair, instead of having loose threads stuck to parts of her hair, so she'll take them off, go to the mikveh, and then put them back on. However, there is a concern that she might forget to put them back on, and she'll end up coming out of the mikveh and just carrying those threads, and she'll continue carrying them into a public domain, when of course it's forbidden to carry them, which means that she may end up doing an aveira of carrying four amos in Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, anything which a woman wears which she would need to take off if she went to the mikveh, and she won't necessarily put back on after coming out of the mikveh, so things like tight jewellery, those things she cannot go out into a Rishus HaRabim with on Shabbos, as we explained, Vlobatu Tefes, she can't go out with a sort of headband which was placed on the forehead and went from one ear to the other ear. And now the Mishnah is going to list a few things which are very precious and beautiful jewellery, and the reason why a woman cannot wear it is because we are concerned that she'll take it off in order to show it to her friends, and once she does that, she might by mistake walk a bit, or forget to put them back in straight away, in which case she would have sinned by carrying something for four amos in Rishus HaRabim. So those things include Vobisan Butin Bisman Shein on Tfurin. This is jewellery which hang down from the headband which she wore on her forehead, and this is forbidden Bisman Shein on Tfurin in a time where they are not tied to her head covering, so she could easily take it off and show her friends. Veloba Kovel. A kovel is a sort of piece of cloth which she wore underneath the headband on her forehead. And the Mishnah says, Rishus HaRabim, she cannot go out with a kovel to a Rishus HaRabim, to a public domain. Now when it comes to everything else which we've listed in the Mishnah, not only is a woman not allowed to take it out into a public domain, she can't even take it out into a courtyard outside of her house, even though that is not considered a Rishus HaRabim, out of fear that if we allow her to take it into the courtyard, she might come to take it into the public domain as well. So in general, she can't even take it to the courtyard. What the Mishnah is telling us is that when it comes to a kovel, she can take it into a courtyard, just not into a public domain. And the reason for this is because of all of the jewelry which we're about to mention, there's the least worry when it comes to a kovel that she will take it off to show to her friends. Nevertheless, we were still concerned that she might do so, and therefore it's forbidden to take it into a Rishus HaRabim. However, it is permitted for her to take it into a courtyard while she is wearing it, of course, because then she won't be able to really wear any jewelry at all, or anything nice on her face or her hair, and she won't be beautiful for her husband anymore, and so we do allow her to take certain jewellery and certain nice clothes into the courtyard at least. Be it as it may, the Mishnah continues with the list of things which cannot even be taken into the courtyard. V'lo be'irshal zahav, she cannot go out with a mini crown sort of thing, a tiara, which had a pattern which looked like the city of Yerushalayim. V'lo be'katla, this was a sort of strap which they would wear around their neck. V'lo be'nizomen, or with nose rings. V'lo be'tabas, she'in ol he'achisam, she can also not go out with a ring which does not have a signet, a stamp attached to it. So it was worn specifically for jewellery purposes, and therefore there was a concern that she might take it off and show to her friends. V'lo b'machach in a nekuva, she can't go out with a needle which has no hole in it, so this was basically a small piece of metal, and she would place that in her hair, and again there's a concern that she might show it to her friends, and so she should not even go out to the courtyard with this. But the Mishnah says, all of the things we just listed, v'im yotzos, if the woman did go out, even into a Rishus HaRabim with any of these things, eino cheves chatos, she is not liable to a korban chatos, because she has not actually broken Shabbos mid'oraisa. One only brings a korban for violating Shabbos Midah Oraisa, but these things are only forbidden midrabbanon in case you come to take them out. But as long as you're wearing them, they're considered like part of your clothing, which is really an extension of yourself, and therefore can be taken out into a public domain. But of course, ideally, they should not be taken out in case she takes them off and shows to her friend and ends up carrying them for 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.